I mentioned at the top of the show that New South Wales is potentially going to experience and celebrate its Freedom Day. Freedom Day, they're potentially bringing that forward to October 11 is the latest intel out of New South Wales, because their vaccination rates are so on track, they're bringing it forward, which is just incredible. They've got a great roadmap, as have some other states in Australia. The big problem we have here in Queensland and in Cairns, of course, is that we have absolutely no certainty. We have absolutely no idea what the plan is to get back to some kind of normal, to keep those borders open, to end some of those lockdowns, and most importantly for my next guest, get some tourists back into our part of the world. His name is Michael Nelson from Pinnacle Tourism Marketing. Michael, we've spoken on the show a couple of months ago just to, I guess, keep people abreast of where the industry is at. I think, as we said off air, most people know how desperate and dire the tourism sector is in our part of the world. I was keen to talk to you about, you travel a little bit, unfortunately, only within the state at the moment. You've been around about the place in recent weeks. What is it like in terms of the tourism industry in other parts of Queensland?
G'day, Gavin. Great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me, mate. It's a bit of a tale of two cities. I guess if you really want to get down to it, you know, you look at destinations like the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast. They've absolutely got that benefit of having a pipeline of 3 million people on their doorstep, which is that metro audience out of Brisbane. And look, they're travelling out of there, which is fantastic for them. And it's great to see that tourism is still functioning in some parts of the state. It's a completely different story up here in North Queensland. And it's sometimes really quite difficult to get that story across, is that we've really got some unique factors that influence what goes on up here in North Queensland. And it really surrounds our geographical isolation in all regards. You need to get on a plane to get up into Cairns. And at the moment, the consumer is a little bit scared of travelling too far away from home base. So they're looking to go to destinations that are a little bit closer. And that's why you're seeing that influx of visitors down around destinations like the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast.
Mm. And I think, I don't know about you, Michael, but I'm just so confused and I have no idea what the rules are anywhere anymore. So I'm not even, you know, school holidays are on here, of course. You look to book something perhaps with the kids, but it's just, you don't even bother. You don't even try, because what are the rules in Adelaide? What are the rules in Darwin? Who knows? And so that's absolutely has to be playing into people's minds. And like you said, it's much easier to jump in a car and drive an hour or a couple of hours north or south if you're in Brisbane and holiday there. So we absolutely don't have that benefit. Let's have a chat, I guess, about the roadmap or the lack of a roadmap. I mentioned on the show last week and again on today's show that there are increasing calls, particularly among Indigenous health organisations, for the Indigenous community population to be closer to 90 or 95% vaccinated before respective governments, state governments, open up. And you look at a place like Yarrabah, they're at about 22% fully vaccinated compared to Cairns, which is about double that. So my big concern is that we, the Queensland government, Anastasia Palaszczuk, will not open up the state until those Indigenous communities are much higher vaccinated. She's not going to open up if they're only at 30 or 40%. You're casting your eye around the country at what the different state governments are doing. I mean, how important, how desperate are we to get some clarity from this Queensland government on some light at the end of the tunnel?
Gavin, I think that from the industry's point of view is that we just want to hear a complete change in tone of the conversation. We've been calling on this for so long. Mm. The government needs to start injecting some confidence in business and also the consumer that what we're in now is not normal, that we are going to come out of this. And we're calling on the government to say, well, when is that going to be? We've got a national roadmap that says 80%. That's the magic number. And if we get to 80%, that would actually make us one of the most vaccinated countries in all the world. Mm. That'll be an incredible milestone if we were to get to 80% of the eligible population. But even at 80%, our Queensland government will not say that interstate borders will be open at that point. And we can't figure out why they will not say that. This is the confidence that we actually need right now, because we're holding on. We're hoping that it's going to be 80%, but But we are getting nothing from the government to say, yes, this is when we're going to see it. And our question is, if it's not going to be 80%, then what's the number? What's the number that you're actually going to remove the interstate border restrictions so that we can actually get on with trying to bring our industry back to life again?
And the danger here, surely, Michael Nelson, is that Queensland gets left behind. I mean, as I said, Sydney or New South Wales have got a roadmap out of it, potential Freedom Day of October 11, and they're rewarding people who are vaccinated, whether you like that or not. That's the path they've taken. You were mentioning to me off air that the NT, the Northern Territory government, has also got some incentives for people who are vaccinated.
That's exactly right. So the NT is saying to people, if you're double vaccinated, here's a reward. So they're actually rewarding people to come up to the NT if you're vaccinated. And that's fantastic, because at the end of the day, why are we getting vaccinated if we're not going to get the restrictions brought down?
That's right.
What's the point? What's the point in doing this? So what we're saying is, give us the number that you're going to open up. And once we're open, then surely we're not going back down into what we're seeing right now, which is huge scale lockdowns, border closures. We need to come back together again as one country.
And the trouble is, you can't get any answer. You can't get any definitive answer on it. If you know, you see Anastasia Palaszczuk at a press conference, she might be asked some of these questions, and it's all deferred back to the health advice, back to the chief medical officer, and the chief medical officer doesn't really answer anything. It's a wait and see. It's a let's see how we go over the next couple of weeks. There's just absolutely no certainty. The final point I wanted to check in with you, Michael, is there's been some talk, some loud calls about more support needed for the tourism industry, some kind of JobKeeper style scheme to be brought back. Your understanding, where is that all at? Is it still obviously desperately needed by the sector?
100%, mate. I mean, the call at the moment is that we've already lost 6,000 jobs out of the industry since COVID began. We've got another 3,000 jobs on the line. You saw an absolutely terrible call, for our industry, and the fact that Green Island Resort, the overnight accommodation, was shutting down for a short-term period over the next few months, which is just, I mean, it's such an iconic product for our region. And this is, I mean, if that doesn't demonstrate the severity of what we're actually going through right now. I've got clients that are 97% down, Gavin. So if you're trying to try and hold on to your staff, because that's what, and that's another reason why we need the roadmap, is because we're trying to hang on to our staff. And I mean, it's like the never ending goal line that we're trying to reach here. Because if we don't know when the number is, how much longer do we need to be trying to hold on to our staff and that business survival, if the government won't either come to the party and give us the number on the border opening or give us some sort of support? Because that those calls have not diminished in any way, shape or form in their volume. But gee, it's pretty hard getting an audience and getting any sort of framed argument and discussion across the table.
Michael Healy, the member for Cairns, he's the assistant minister in tourism. Is he heeding these calls? He has a tourism background, of course. Is he heeding these calls? Is he banging the table down in Brisbane?
He may well be banging the table. Probably need him to bang it a little bit louder, because we're certainly not seeing the support packages come through. We understand that there's conversations that happen in back channels and things like that, and the back room conversations and everything. But at the end of the day, whoever the decision makers are, they need to come together. They need to understand the severity of the situation up here, and they need to come up with a solution for it. Because again, the lack of the roadmap, the lack of support, I mean, as I said to a very senior person in tourism last week, our industry, our tourism industry, which is such a major economic driver for this region, is going to be a shadow of its former self when we actually even do get back to reopening.
You were part of a call a couple of weeks ago, you just reminded me, part of a call where you wanted the state treasurer and the federal treasurer to put all of their many, many differences aside, sit in the same room with the industry and hash out a plan. Any response?
If silence could be a response, that's what we've heard.
Amazing. Absolutely so crazy.
Yeah, Exactly right. And this is exactly what we're talking about. Put away the gloves, recognise the problem that we've got here, and come up with the package that is so desperately needed. And as we said in that media call, we don't know what other metric we need to put in front of these guys for them to understand exactly what is going on in the industry. Because everything that I see at the moment looks very, very, very ordinary. And it would and should elicit some response from government.
Very well said, Michael Nelson, as always. Very well said indeed. Keep up the good fight. Michael Nelson from Pinnacle Tourism Marketing, thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks for having me again, Gavin.